In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So why do we celebrate so much the Immaculate Conception? The fact that from the first moment of her existence that Mary was preserved by God by a singular act of grace from all effects, from original sin and all of its effects. Why did the Church make this one of the big holy days of obligation? Well, there are reasons. Here's just a couple of reasons. First of all, the Immaculate Conception reminds you and me of one of the most important basic truths of our faith, that we need a Savior. The human race is fallen. Just read the news. Turn on TV or whatever. You can see original sin is rampant. It's everywhere. G.K. Chesterton said it's the only thing you don't have to have faith in to believe is original sin. He said you just need a newspaper. All of the suffering, injustice, and misery in the world flows from original sin. That rebellion, the rebelliousness that's clearly in us, the rebelliousness of the human race against our Creator. After our rebellion against God, we needed Him to reach out to us. We needed a Savior. We were floating away into a spiritual oblivion of separation from God. But the miraculous privilege of the Immaculate Conception, of being completely preserved from this original sin, of being created full of grace in the womb of St. Anne, Mary's mother, this was a pure gift of God. It was not Mary's act. It was God's act, which was, in fact, the first step in the full realization of that plan to save us. You see, God didn't want to leave us out there and just let us destroy ourselves. We mean too much to Him. He made us in His image and likeness. And He wants more from us. And He wants more for us. He filled Mary with grace from that first moment of her existence in her mom's womb in order to make her that fitting mother for our Savior, because He is God as well. And so He will take flesh from the sinless. Sin and God can't be in the same room together. And this is more than that. The very flesh of God was taken from Mary. So salvation, hope, forgiveness, and redemption, these things that our fallen world needs so desperately but could never be attained by our own efforts, are offered to us as God's gifts in Christ. So a second reason we celebrate this, the Immaculate Conception also reminds us that the Savior will not force us to be saved. We cannot achieve true happiness without God's grace. That's why God took the initiative to send us a Savior, to send us Himself in the flesh. But God leaves us free to welcome or reject that Savior. Just as in His life, people either welcomed or rejected Christ through His life and ministry. He leaves it up to us to accept and cooperate with that saving grace, to say yes, or to go our own way and keep floating out into that oblivion and separation from God. Why would He do that? Well, again, it's because we are in His image and likeness. If we didn't have free will, we would not be in God's image. God is allowing us to choose, which is the only way it can really be love, to choose in love. And when we do it, magnificent things happen. And we see that over and over. Just look at the lives of the saints who did say yes, and how beautiful, not just their lives, but the world around them, their family, their friends, even the world itself was transformed by them saying yes. And so God gave Mary everything she needed to fulfill her mission, but it was still up to her to accept this freely and generously at that angel's invitation, which is what we hear tonight. She could have rejected God's action in her life. She could have told the angel, if she preferred her own plans, that God's will for her was too demanding, unreasonable, too uncomfortable, which is what Adam and Eve said. But Mary didn't. In a word, Mary trusted God. Mary understood that God's will always flows from God's love. And so she uttered a most beautiful prayer, "May it be done unto me according to your word." Imagine if that was our motto. Lord, may it be done to me according to your word. I am your servant. I am your handmaid. Let it be done to me. So likewise, through the sacraments, God has in fact given you and me all that we need to be able to do that. He's given us all of the grace that we need. And so, Advent is a season we let our souls be strengthened by these truths, our need for a Savior, and our Savior's desire for us to trust and humbly follow his will. God is asking something of us today, tonight. As Mary received his grace in her Immaculate Conception, let us courageously simply echo her prayer in our hearts. Let it be done to me according to your will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.